development here, you should be aware of it. Nothing's being said, they're checking it out compared to the strategy that they see with it. But the appropriations bill is $87 million in termination costs for DSS. The board is trying to work it out in Massachusetts. And that, which will be joining part of that, Andrew, both doing an 87 recommend for the SS. He has a chance to switch it up and carry it in the House. Well, now, it's a nice place. The point is, the fact of the matter is that the, it will hype a whole subject of employment press. And I think if they win it, even though they go back to the Senate and lose it, they say, oh, good. No, what do you think? No question. So I give them the go ahead. Now, this is a. This is George Schultz.
Close the gold window, as you guys say, or not.
I believe we should be positioned so that we know what we are likely to want to do before we get hit with some crisis, so that we can come back having push it over with you, but then we are at the, I thought we might be a little further along and have some things to present, but I think the meeting is too diffuse, and Arthur is sort of dominating it anyway, and I don't think it's, we're not getting to the meat of what we, but it's not as good a meeting as the one we had this morning. I don't feel that we should be taking up your time for it. And anyway, it's too big a group.
Yeah, you don't want to talk about these things, and I don't know enough about it. Oh, it's too big a group. Yeah. So we have Billy Dan, the board of the animal sure. All right. Let's leave it this way, then. Let the conversation go on, and let's see what the options are. But not so much the option of what are our contingency plans. This or that, the other thing, what do we do? Do they need any more calls or anything like that? They suggest that John calls you or you think that's a good idea?
No, I believe myself there's sort of what do they want to do and what do we want them to do to a degree. That's a set of things.
Yes.
But from our standpoint, the question is, what should we do? And I believe the outcome of our discussion this morning is that we should sit here, reassure our domestic economy to the extent that's necessary, but the stock market performance suggests that it doesn't need all that much reassurance, and sort of take the attitude of, well, you people over there have your problems, and
Germany, your interest rates are higher than ours.
If we are faced with some of these decisions about gold, well, we'll have to face up to that. Have the same reaction as you do, as you can see from the meeting yesterday, that no our basic law is no crisis is as much as it's made out to be.
Right.
But on the other hand, don't underestimate the explosiveness of this thing that gets.
basically the same thing for God and the coalition. And by God, it's the way it has to be. And it's also the way the future of this country's going to be. There aren't enough people, basically, that the Republicans, there aren't enough, frankly, responsible Republicans in the North and the West to govern. So what, in order to govern this country, you have to have a coalition of Republicans and Southern Democrats. Now, whether they call themselves Democrats is irrelevant. They've got to be Southerners. It's got to be, because if you don't have that, you're going to get you can't govern. So that's the way it has been in the past, and that's the way it's going to be in the future. And they call it the Southern strategy. That's just fine. That's the way it's going to be. So I told these folks, hell, that's great. Play the game with Jim Eastland and Bill Collier and Patrick Deeg and so forth. Real guy that could play an enormous role here. I don't feel strongly about it. It's Mahon. He never has, so he just won't step up to it. No, he's such a great patriot, such a decent man, but I never got to try to get you to it. Yeah, I think it would be a particular thing. We might get George, but he just has never exercised the role of leadership that he could have exercised. I don't worry, you might get him, but
I guess
it wouldn't hurt to ask him, obviously, it would be no at all. And I think he'd be inclined to do it. Those are the people.
Horrible, if you want to answer. I don't know how high my role is. One other guy that we...
Y'all get Omar.
Burris?
Oh, yes.
There's one other guy.
They got him with us.
That could be very helpful if you could. And he's a top flight fellow. He's a bit more party than these other two. And that's John Young from Corpus Christi. He's more party. He has a more liberal district. He's got all that back.
Oh, sure.
But he's actually a liberal. He's also a patriot guy. He's strong. He's strong in his own rules. And you might check him out with Jerry Boyd and Lester. If you see him about I had Jerry Boyd's record, but
that's all right.
But every time I've talked to him, I'm going, well, he's a strong man. He's probably the strongest man in the country.
Older man is in a
place. He's big.
What's he look like?
He's a heavy set, wears his glasses, cockeyed, cross-eyed.
You used to play the Learning Tree,
yes.
The only place.
Yes. about the front meet?
Well, they decided that such a hassle, they decided they didn't get to the meeting. Market's at 147 today, 939.92. Apparently, John Erlich, they've arrested all the demonstrators. What happened? Not sure. They had about 2,000 in the area of the Capitol, and they were ready to move to arrest them. And John Erlich tells me now they have 3 members of Congress, including Abzug and Delos, intend to speak to them. Senator Kennedy has announced that he's planning hearings regarding the federal government's handling of the demonstrations this week, and his staff has indicated they feel abuses occurred in dealing with the demonstrators on Monday morning.
Thank you.
He's not a very good loser, huh?
I don't know whether we did our good job down here, then we didn't probably have our ducks in a row.
Well, they all said we did, and Magruder did a superb job. Who was right?
They said that, but I don't know. Maybe he did a good job on the PR side, but not so good on the committee. You know, the count on those side, it's a different game.
Not saying that.
Could be. You may have done both. The House guys told him there was no problem. Jerry Jones thought he didn't think he had any problem. Told him he'd last.
Responsibility for the arrest procedure. The decision was mine. I think it was correct. I think
behind it.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Here's a guy, I have a high school education. That's just great. And not even high school, he's high school, he got
just
high school, but he's just done. Well, we programmed him to do this this morning, and he did better than you could possibly program him.
Well, we've got people around here.
Why does he need that? This is amazing.
Why?
Yeah, there's hardly anybody around this country that would do things.
Well, we asked him to.
I know, nobody else does.
I know, but he has never let us down yet.
But he also never steps up. How old is he, John?
I would guess about 45.
Oh, no. Big, good looking.
Been married 15 years, according to the newspaper story. Today's anniversary.
And you ought to call him, it's his wedding anniversary today. His wife said, I guess we'll come out to...
Take him money. Take him a sandwich with two candles.
Cafeteria or something.
You got the Mrs. Wilson, the wife of the chief of police in Washington.
He's been living in a hotel downtown. He hasn't been going home.
Yeah,
no, he's got a police department.
I got ordered at the command center.
Oh, did you? For the mayor's?
The Secret Service.
Oh, good.
Last night.
Good. Yeah, they've pulled.
I don't know. They got about 20, 30 guys sitting there.
Yeah.
With a little microphone.
Yeah.
Pictures.
Well, see, they have surveillance all over town called into there. So the Secret Service knows.
Or they have to know so much.
Well, because they need to know well in advance anything that's coming this way. They need to know what's happening out by the sheriff for the protection of the vice president. And so they have to keep track.
And they've got nothing else to do. They have to sit and wait till someone comes after you. So yeah. If they're sitting around waiting, they then will better know what's happening.
Well, they also have responsibility for the embassies. If there were a march on a South Vietnamese embassy or something like that.
The other thing is that
that's a good source of information for us. It really helps us as they keep track of what's going on.
Ms. Wilson, I wanted to congratulate you on your 15th wedding anniversary. I don't think your husband will be at home, but if he does, why, you tell him that we think he's all done a splendid job down there and with the whole little city, and I think the nation's very proud of what he's done. Bye.
He really set the foundation. Cigarette got assaulted pretty heavy this afternoon on this whole business of unconstitutional arrests and all that. And he was able to I don't know who, but you know, the mob. And he was able to say, look, the chief of police has made a statement on this, and I just don't have anything to add to it. That was it.
We're in the National Guard. We don't give an inch. I don't give an inch. And Bob, I want you to keep this. I said, nobody is going to get out of this White House step. I see anybody left, the whole goddamn staff is fired. You know what I mean? No leaks, no concerns. People around the president are worried. If anything, I think we should have clubbed a few more of the bastards. That's my attitude. It's very important. We show an absolute united front all over. And, you know, just if they don't agree, just don't shut up. You know? I know there is always emoting around. Let's not overreact. It was fine the first day, but the second day I'm worried. No, sir. Don't ever, once you start on a road job, never turn back.
Now, we've got a very good, strong position right now.
I think we are.
And I think you're hanging in. That's right. Yeah, you got guys like Sam Irvine.
Yeah, I heard that he said something.
And, you know, he's the first to come storming out on a constitutional issue. But he said he was
sorry.
He thought that the thing was handled but very well. So, I think we just hang in.
The Kennedy thing was the first break.
Yeah.
I mean, responsible person. Crazy.
Tell me trying to appeal to him.
Well, it may be a reflex thing, because he did it before, and he got a little mileage out of it before. And his staff may be...
It may be his entire... Try to capture the left of the Democratic Party, too, but it must be wild.
again, I'm very familiar with that. These kids that work in town, they think Kennedy is a sellout.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah. Kennedy?
Yes, sir.
I don't think so.
Well, not the one that I thought.
Who they know they love?
McGovern.
Oh, Christ, Kennedy, I understand. Where did they, how do they think Kennedy sold him out?
Because he came out so late on the war.
Oh. I see, because he came out so late. McGovern was always against
him. Yeah.
How quick were they named? He's a sweatshirt.
They had no...
So he got a now, how quick just isn't there, even if you were with
establishing
with them?
Yeah.
He really doesn't need to read with them. How quick, basically. And ultra-liberal.
But he is not as touch.
He's just a man with Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah. How quick is closer to him than any other.
But he's the old school, battling politician.
Kennedy.
Now, my information is current. It's 5 or 6 months before I talked to anybody, about that. But that crowd really considered him a sellout.
Let me let you in on something that I do not want to discuss with anybody else in the staff. But I'm just recording. My sirens came in today. They're not telling McGregor intends. I don't want them to know this. Nor do they not know. They're going to work out a deal with some senators and a few things, hoping whether they can be compliant. But the old Republican senator coalitions, they're going to try to work. Now, this is Congress common suggestion. They're on the SST on Tuesday next, or Wednesday. The Democrat probably vote in Massachusetts to prescribe the $3 million for termination costs and insert $280 million for the SST. So you can get five switches and carry it in the House. Doesn't respond, just try. It goes, and of course, it's in conference then, in fact, the Senate poll. The board feels very, very strong.
Yeah,
I know. And I think it's just fine. I'd like to take a crack at it. If they take a crack at it, and who knows? I don't know what Senate can switch. That's the only problem. Connolly, who has to be let in because he's got an announce logging in our economy, feels that she can get a couple of senators to switch. I don't know. You.
Yeah, bro. Maybe.
That's one they know.
And the other
one. Maybe Tunney.
Tunney. Cranston.
He's taking a lot of gas.
You could take it. Well, you got a brand new chamber, so I get on to people like that. And the Jews, the Jews supported both of them. They said they would.
That's right. They said they did. This is a good time to put them on the map.
That's right.
They just told us we could have delivered.
I mean, our Jews.
Right.
They supported them too.
Ted Cummings, that much.
That's right. They're good guys. They just go right on.
I had lunch with Frank Bowe the other day, and he was on this, and
see,
early.
It seems logical. I mean, I would never suggest it, but if they reach it, you know, Jerry's a cautious soul. He reaches his conclusion on his own. He's going to go.
Well, I knew they were counting.
I think he'll hear it.
I think he'll hear it. It'll be a great shot in the arm.
If he brings it to the next one, he's got to do the house.
Yeah.
Just
well, either a step of the money, he's got to do the house. He realizes. A conference is a conference.
Well, they go to the Senate first.
No, I don't know. The appropriations, this bill has already been in the Senate, that's
sure.
And they come back now. This is a bill that's come back to the House.
It started the House, went to the Senate. They deleted it.
See, they... That's
coming back.
Right, this is a new amendment. Doesn't go to...
That would be my guess.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly the posture of it, but Bo seemed to think that they had a fighting chance in conference.
Well, there's the point, you see. The difference has to be resolved. And
then that would go to the Senate.
Then it has to go to both houses for approval of the conference report. And you'd have to call the fight there.
Yeah.
But that would give the left wingers who voted against it a chance to get off the hook and say, well, I could vote against the whole appropriation, so I had to vote for the report.
It's most irresponsible voter individual can cast to vote against an appropriations bill.
This appropriation bill is in its, what, 11th month of a continuing resolution right now.
Yeah, if I can get it done before the year.
Anyway, let me say this. I think it's coming up at a better time. At a better time, I mean, this demonstration helps us.
The Lockheed crisis.
The war is off. Yeah. Front page.
That's the point. They think it's Lockheed. There's going to have to vote by Cantrell. It has to be for Lockheed. Yeah. Cantrell will be for Lockheed and against SST.
Well, and Magnuson and Jackson have stronger trading stock now. Because the fellows who have Lockheed have got to come to Magnuson and Jackson for votes.
And this is where you make a deal with both the California senators.
Yeah.
I think that's how you get Princeton. Yeah, as well as Memphis County.
We need a three. We lost one of five.
Yeah.
Well, that's
three more. Princeton County and Canberra.
Yeah.
But didn't we have one in the governments?
Yes. There was another one. There was one in 82.
Well, there was Clinton Anderson, who apparently never understood what the hell was going on. And the feeling was that if Jackson had really held his arm, that
Jackson was handling it.
Yeah.
Jackson, but he needed his ship.
You know, Jackson usually programs him.
And there's one that you would ship. You've only got to ship three.
Twice. She's got a clean one on it now. That's the other thing. A lot of them are clean.
Yeah.
Gone now. It's out of the house.
You see, everybody's almost everybody said, John, that if the House had voted for it, it would have passed the Senate. But the House had voted against it, it would be a valid charge of the Senate, right? The Senate is not a stand-up body. But now the House moves for it. And these guys...
That's terrifically important, too, because if that would turn around, then the B-1 and all these other things would have a much better climate. Right now, you've got an eroding situation.
The time you have a better climate. Yeah. Turn around this...
Oh,
this
defeated.
This defeated
second. We'll accept second place psychology. I'm on board. I said earlier, this is one time we're going to play a role. If there are Republicans down there voting against, we just heard a few of them up here and all this. I'll say, God damn it, we got to have you. And we'll play it all out. We got to wait till Jerry gets there. He doesn't want to give him too much notice on us. You know, so he didn't ask him. But I believe pretty absolutely unsure.
Well, you'll have time to work on the Senate.
The House will move back. I mean, you've got to get the House voted, and I think, on the Republican side or some of the weaker senators over there.
That's
right.
Yeah. No, I have like urge the police not to arrest the crowd.
That's nice.
150 to 1,000 demonstrators have already been arrested or en route. There's a meeting at St. Stephen's Church tonight with the May Day Coalition. Urging to Rainy Day, it's a group of University of Maryland students will attempt to block traffic on Route 1 in the vicinity of College Park, Maryland. Well, that's what they did that other time.
Yeah. That's kind of pathetic. The thing that did well, their big deal was to stop all traffic in the district, so now they can block it out of College Park, Maryland, and no one cares.
Secret Service is planning to resume normal operations, removing all barricades, extra guards, etc. at 6 p.m.
Why would they not plan a big deal tomorrow?
Not around them. No, there's no intelligence of it at all. They were planning to stay in Congress forever, you know, until they signed the peace treaty.
Well, nobody thinks we're a ministry at the moment, do they?
I haven't heard that. Not lately.
I think there was just right with this guy right up there. I drove back. He said the chief said this.
Yeah.
But I don't, he wasn't not, he didn't dodge.
They were trying to get him to comment on whether or not the president regretted the violation of people's constitutional rights in the arrest process. And he just held it firm.
Regretted it. Jesus Christ. He didn't say he didn't.
He said, Joey did not. He said he hung very tough, and he said they mattered.
lives to see us up the wall and all these goddamn horrible people, you know, loathing over that.
Well, and I'm really concerned about the our ability to get some of these other technological things through in the future.
Yeah.
Once they
start to harness road,
that's right.
I know.
The argument, well, you know, you voted against the SSC, you can't very well now change your position and be for the B1 because it's going to pollute the atmosphere and all this stuff.
The B1 is basically a military version of SSC.
Well, no, it's a very fast military bomber. And
it's the same speed as the SSC.
No, I don't think it's as fast. It's not as fast as the SSC, but they're starting an attack on it already.
Who's that?
Foxfire and some of these clients.
So, is there one there that you can't get through the Russian roads and that? The men's screen now.
Yeah.
What about the building?
Feasible airplane. Well, I told President GK again, I apologize.
Oh, so I called Mrs. Wilson and congratulated her on her 15th wedding anniversary. Damn right.
Her husband's the chief of police.
He's the big red hair.
Going home, and they said, why? I thought you were staying till the end of the piece.
Vietnam, but I've been arrested 3 times.
I'm pretty tired of that bomb on the bell, my head. I've been busted 3 times.
No, only because that was given.